AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Pope Francis wowed awed crowds in Washington, D.C., and now he's doing the same in New York City.
Very excited, yeah. This is amazing to have the Pope to visit us and bless our country.
Arriving after his last day in the nation's capital and a speech to Congress, the Pontiff rode to St. Patrick's Cathedral in his Pope-mobile along Fifth Avenue and offered a blessing for the newly remodeled place of worship.
Lord, bless this church, which we have been privileged to build with your help.
Also during that prayer service, Francis expressed respect and gratitude for American nuns, describing them as women of strength who have a spirit of courage as they serve at the forefront of the church. Beginning 2 days of talks with President Obama in Washington, China's president is set to announce a new bid to curb pollution in his country.
While the headlines have been grabbed by hacking and other disputes, the president and China's leader last year shook hands on a deal for China to peak its carbon pollution, the first ever such commitment by Beijing. Now we're told China's agreed to adopt a cap-and-trade plan for heat-trapping pollution starting year after next. Xi Jinping's not only under heavy pressure from other leaders ahead of December's Paris Climate Summit, he's facing calls at home to do something about the choking smog in Chinese cities. Mark Smith at the White House.
A fun day meant to introduce international college students to Seattle turned into a nightmare when a duck boat vehicle collided into their charter bus on a busy bridge, killing four students. This student was on the bus.
We didn't see anything, just the sound and the smell of gas and a lot of glasses fall on our face.
At least two people are in critical condition. This is AP Radio News. A stopgap spending bill aimed at avoiding a government shutdown has been blocked in the Senate.
The government runs out of money in less than a week, and the measure proposed by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell would have provided funding through December the 11th. It would have also blocked federal money for Planned Parenthood for a year. But the measure didn't even get a majority, let alone the 60 votes needed to advance.
The yeas are 47, the nays 52.
Democrats were joined by 8 Republicans in opposing the measure. That sets the stage for likely consideration of a spending bill that does not impact Planned Parenthood's funding. Its approval would put pressure on the House to move before the government runs out of money. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
A Utah woman gave birth several months prematurely to a 1.5-pound baby while on a cruise ship in the Caribbean. With the help of medical staff on board, mom Emily Morgan managed to keep him alive until the ship reached port in Miami. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.